93 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. We have new reporting on Iran's attack on Israel. Two U.S. officials tell CBS News that five ballistic missiles got through Israeli and U.S. air defenses and landed inside Israel. Four landed at what U.S. officials say was Iran's primary target, Navatim Air Base, where Israeli F-35s are based. CBS National Security Correspondent David Martin is following that for us.
The Iranians are believed to have targeted the base because Israel had used an F-35 to destroy the Iranian consulate in Damascus. A fifth missile appeared to be aimed at a radar site in northern Israel, but it missed. Iran launched about 120 ballistic missiles in an attempt to overwhelm Israeli and U.S. air defenses. But according to one official, roughly half of the missiles failed on launch or crashed in flight.
Iran's attack has earned it condemnation from much of the world, and CBS News correspondent Skylar Henry reports that includes some of the U.S.'s closest allies.
The leaders of the G7 put out a statement saying they condemn in the strongest terms Iran's unprecedented attack against Israel. They said that Iran has further stepped toward the destabilization of the region and risks provoking an uncontrollable regional escalation, and that must be avoided.
If you haven't done so yet, dig out the bags full of receipts and other documents and make some coffee, because CBS's Stacey Lynn reminds us tax day is just hours away.
April 15th is tomorrow, tax day.
Everybody knows who.
April 15th is tomorrow, tax day. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says he's been pretty impressed with how smooth this season has been.
We're having one of the best tax seasons we've ever had.
And if you did wait until the very last day, the IRS has a new system to file that he says is easy and free.
It's a new way for taxpayers to file taxes online, direct with the IRS.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Can you find anybody who is impartial when it comes to former President Donald Trump? Former federal prosecutor Robert Mintz says that's one hurdle that must be overcome as Mr. Trump's criminal hush money trial is about to get underway with jury selection.
Everybody knows who former President Trump is. Everybody will have an opinion one way or the other about him in terms of whether he was an effective president or not. But the real question here is, can they put all of those issues aside and simply make a decision based on the evidence that's presented in the courtroom?
Former Kentucky player Mark Pope was introduced today on as the 24th head coach of the University of Kentucky. He says his job is to win banners. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S. Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Kicking off heavy tonight with a double dip of Now It's Dark from Chicago. That is Stability, Toxic Inflation before that. Now It's Dark. They were just on with M. Shell for an interview a couple weeks ago. You can catch that podcast right now at MaxIncRadio.com. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. On the way this hour, we have music from Left to Reason, Would You Kindly. We'll do some Carbellion, and Else is just around the corner. Right now, it's Mickey Magnum, and I Still Believe in Rock and Roll. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Time's out, I had the windows down, I was going for a drive. In the Still of the Night was my favorite track on that Whitesnake cassette tape. With those empty X's and an Alpine deck, man, it just sounded great. But I still believe in rock and roll, and I still the video arcade. It's where we spent all of our time in cash, soon as we got paid. Playing asteroids and crystal castles, gunning for that high score. We had radical times there with our friends, and we couldn't ask for more. I still believe, live in rock and roll. Save my soul.
Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with Else and Wake. I kind of dig that tune. It's pretty cool. Mickey Magnum before that. I Still Believe in Rock and Roll. M. Shell's going to check in here after 10:30 with an interview with Apex Aurora. Don't want to miss that. Right now, brand new Carbellion. So listen for Ghost. It's Max and Kevy on Civic Media.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. I've been going through the motions, making words out of nothing, remaking these songs like they're supposed to mean something, holding on to moments that we both know have come and gone. I've been fighting these urges just to run away screaming, and if I keep on going, I will dive off the deep end. Can't swim through these waters that are pulling me down. Every time I step onto the stage, I wonder how I ever made it to this place. I've been fighting myself, how did I win this race? I'm an imposter, running from myself, just another person in the same old shell. I'm an imposter, just a writer without a cause, and I don't know how I'm supposed to keep on. If I'm a charlatan, I've been trying to make it through each one of these moments, and every time I get close, I get lost in the torment. Can swim through these waters that are pulling me down. I've been working all the week just to fight all my demons, and every time I get close, they all tell me to repent. I'm searching for a peace that was taken from me. Sometimes so haunting melody that reminds me when it used to be easy. I've been trying so hard to make it work. I'm an imposter, running from myself, just another person in the same old shell.
Original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin with Would You Kindly on Max Inc. Radio. That's Charlton. They're going to be playing at the Back Bar on 420. Everybody's playing at 420. Would You Kindly will be playing with the Almas at the Back Bar, though. You should go check them out. Left of Reason before that but with a Biowaba duet. I'm Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. M. Shell's going to check in just a couple of minutes with her conversation with Apex Aurora. Apex Aurora interview with M. Shell coming up just after the break. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated. Three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at herbalaspect.com. And by Carbon 4 Brewing, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room to try exclusive creations by their brewers and sample local snacks and live music. Get more information at carbon4.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right, yeah. Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Jimmy K here for thespaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with thespaceship.tv. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at thespaceship.tv today. Thespaceship.tv.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We used Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lately I've been feeling like I can't get it right. Time is like a noose around my neck and it's tight. Got me believe that I'm gonna win the fight. Don't let the devil on my back drag me to the night. My body's aching.
Just wait, you'll see that deep.
What's up, everybody? This is M-Shell, and you're listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. I'm here with Mike and Peter of Apex Aura. We just heard their song, Coming for the Crown, off their album, Genesis. Thank you so much for being on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so for those of us who don't know Apex Aura, please tell us your background and how you got started with music.
So Apex Aura was formed about a year ago, and it's a project that I started working on, it was probably started, I would say, 5 years ago. Let's call it 2019. And I decided that I was just going to start writing. I discovered how hard it is to find people who actually want to play. So I turned my focus to actually getting material ready. And that's when I wrote Coming for the Crown. And the idea behind the song was, you know, I'm chasing my dream and I'm going for it 100% no matter what. And eventually we were able to get actual players involved and we're able to perform now, which has been really cool to be able to take that step and actually play out instead of just write.
Yeah, absolutely. I would imagine, you know, it is a different animal to play live versus your music and recording and stuff like that. But
that's for sure.
So you said you guys have been a band since 2019. Are all of the members still the original members?
No, we had another bass player before Mike, but I would say, I mean, like I said, we've been playing for the last year. So the writing started a long time ago, but we started performing. We got the members together and started performing as a band. And we actually just hit our 1 year as a group.
Awesome. Happy anniversary. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So what can you tell us about Coming for the Crown?
It was kind of like, it was the first song I wrote, and it was like, it started out as just my anthem. This is me, and I'm going for it, and I'm not going to let anything stop me. And I also wrote it as something, you know, I wanted people to be able to relate to it well also. You know, anybody who wants anything can kind of hear that song and think, hey, this is mine too.
Absolutely. That's very powerful, and music is a wonderful outlet for that. So where did you guys record Genesis?
So we recorded the final cuts of Genesis at Cherry Pit Studios in Menomonee Falls with Eric LaBrosse.
Awesome. That's a wonderful studio for sure. He's very well known in the industry.
Yes, I really enjoy recording there.
So from what I understand, you have about 10 different Whammy nominations across the band, whether it's, you know, for the guitarist or, you know, song. Talk to us about that.
Well, we're actually really proud of that. With it being our first year, we really wanted to come into the scene and make an impact. And I feel like we did that. You want to say something about that, Mike?
No, you're actually right on point with that. I mean, we came in and made an impact, and we made everybody know who we are right out of the gate. Just like Coming for the Crown, we definitely took that attitude and definitely was Coming for the Crown.
I love it. That's so awesome for you guys, and congratulations. That's you're right. It's impressive for you guys to come into the scene and with a bang like this. So if you are just tuning in right now, I am M-Shell on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, and we are listening to Mike and Pete talk about Apex Aura, their band, and how they are 42nd Whammy nominees this year with about 10 different nominations across the band, which is awesome and incredibly impressive for being such a young band. You guys just had some shows in Appleton and at X-Ray here in Milwaukee area. Where do you play next?
In April, we are playing at Goodfellas on the 20th, and we're playing at the Back Bar on the 19th in Janesville. We're also playing out of state. We're playing a show at Lefty's in Des Moines, and then
somewhere in Minneapolis as well.
But it sounds like you guys are branching out to outside of Wisconsin as well.
Yeah, we've played a good handful of shows outside of the state, and our goal is just to keep pushing and making those loops and getting our name out there. We're slotted for a show at Summerfest on July 4th on the Tiki stage.
But we are booking consistently and looking for more shows as we go along here.
Yeah, absolutely. Always looking for more opportunities. That's a good mindset to have. So do you guys have any new music to follow up Genesis?
So there are 4 or 5 songs in the works right now that we're really excited to share with everyone. One of them we've been playing live here and there, called Villain. And beyond that, I mean, we're just planning to keep going. I'm really excited about what we have on the back end here, though. I can't wait to get it out to the public so that everyone can hear it.
Awesome. So what can fans expect from this new album?
More high energy, heartfelt vibes. I feel like my intention is to just be a motivation to people to fulfill their purpose and find their calling in life, and to just live with the highest vibes. And I think that's really what the band is about.
That's awesome. Is there anything else you guys have for Max Inc. Heavy listeners?
Mike, it's your turn. We appreciate being on the show today. We appreciate reaching out and having us here. We love them, especially the Milwaukee music scene, and then the Wisconsin music scene. We are huge supporters of it. So this, being here, being part of the show today, being part of the home scene is very important to us. And we just really want to keep pushing that home feel and have other bands reach out and do the same thing and just keep pushing forward.
That's awesome. It's good to support the scene, not just, you know, the one band that you know, but everybody else. You know, it's one big family once you kind of look at it. So where can we find your music, and where can fans help support the band?
So we are anywhere you stream your music. So Apple, Spotify, Amazon, all of them, down to the little guys. And we have an online store where you can purchase merch, but just coming to shows and seeing us and hanging out and checking out your favorite merch designs, that's the best way to support us and see us at a show.
Well, awesome. I'll definitely have to check you guys out live. I cannot wait. I've heard nothing but great things. You've been playing at some of my favorite places with some of my favorite local bands. So thank you so much for being on the show. And again, congratulations on your Whammy nominations. Good luck to you. And I hope to catch you guys live soon.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to see
ya. Sounds great. So everybody, stay tuned. We're about to play Apex Aura's Cliff off their album Genesis here on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, where we bring you the best original punk, hard rock, and metal from Wisconsin. We are local music.
I spend most of my days on the edge of a cliff, wondering if I jump, will I fall to my death? Will wings spread from my back before I take my last breath? Oh, will death take its toll and crush the life I've lived? There's a war in my mind, no matter how high I climb. These voices, they tell me lies, the most venom is kind. They keep me crippled inside. There's a war in my mind, so I leap from the edge. I believe I can fly. Late at night, I lie awake in my bed, wondering if I give it all I've got to give. Everyone makes it out dead, because death takes its toll and ends the lives we live. There's a war in my mind, no matter how high I climb. These voices, they tell me lies, the most venom is kind. They keep me crippled inside. There's a war in my mind, so I leap from the edge. I believe I can fly. We're only here for moment of time, don't let it slip from your grasp and leave you behind. You've got to live, don't let fear leave you blind. If your heart's set on it, just reach for the sky. There's a war in my mind, no matter how high I climb. These voices, they tell me lies, the most venom is kind. They keep me crippled inside.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Apex Aura. That's Cliff Their song Coming from the Crown before the interview there to start off that set. Thanks to M. Shell. Thanks to the guys at Apex Aurora for joining us tonight. Really appreciate that. Be sure to get Apex Aurora on your Spotify or streaming list, whatever you use. Follow them on Facebook. And most importantly, get out and see them at a show and buy their merch. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. Original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight tonight. We have a double dip of Rogue Rat coming up. That means I get to tell you all about Taz Bash 3.0 happening at the Red Rooster on May the 4th. And we'll do some A New World Machine here in just a couple of minutes. Right now it's H1Z1 and their brand new song, Hard. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Check.
Local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.